Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
You're welcome back. A preschooler, a knee skull in East Belfast, which faced opposition when it first opened a few years ago, has announced ambitious plans for next year. With the help of money from the Irish government's Shared Island Fund, it's moving to a new home and hopes to begin providing formal primary education. Linda Irvine, founder of Knee Skull on the Shoulder, joins me now. Linda, fall to roots. You're very welcome to Drive Time.
Carmichael.
It's great to talk to you again, Linda, I must say, because I've followed with interest what's happening in East Belfast in terms of the Irish language and then preschool education and now primary education, maybe. I mean, what are the plans?
Absolutely. And for us, it's just the next natural step. You know, we started with pre-pre, so children that were 2 years and 10 months. And then last year we brought in preschoolers. So we want to be able to carry those children on and take them into Rangaheen.
You might tell people why, and people who haven't followed the story in the north for some time, why is it unusual in East Belfast?
Well, I suppose, you know, in Northern Ireland, everything is sectarianised. And unfortunately, that's true of the language as well. And many people regard the language as belonging to the nationalist side of the community. They also see it as being south of the border and don't realise that we have a shared history in the language. And, you know, we speak our own dialect here in the north and Gaelic Ulu. So for most Protestants, they've never had the opportunity to learn the language or to engage with the language. But what we have found over the last 11 years since we have started providing classes in East Belfast is that there's a growing demand and a growing interest. And just the level of excitement that people feel when they come on this language and realise, oh my goodness, this belongs to me too. Mm. So, you know, over the years we've been providing the classes and then parents started to, you know, realise about Irish medium education and they wanted that too for their children.
And that's part of the education or the information that you spread among unionist communities in Belfast, Linda. This language belongs to you too. It's quite a simple message, but it's a really transformational and powerful message, isn't it?
Well, it is transformational. And, you know, I stand and talk to groups and, you know, sometimes there's a hostility within the room. But as they start to realise about the links of the Presbyterian Church and the Church of Ireland, the fact that the language is all around them and their place names, their surnames, words that they use in everyday speech, you can watch their faces just change when that realisation dawns on them. The fact that the language went to Scotland and to the Isle of Man, it's part of the family of Celtic languages. So for me, it's a language that says, you know, we are a group of islands. We have these familial ties to each other. And it's so important.
Yeah, I must say it's fascinating to listen to you. But I really wonder what you say to young parents from a unionist or a Protestant background when it's stressful enough having your child anyway. And then you turn around and you say, have you thought of sending your child to an Irish language preschool? what did
well,
they say?
I think what's interesting is, I mean, firstly, we're integrated. We're part of the integrated sector. So, you know, we want our children to be educated together, both Catholic and Protestant and others, and then Irish medium. So when we do talk to young parents in East Belfast, they had never really thought, they like integrated education, most of them, mm-hmm. but they'd never thought about the benefits of bilingualism. And when you open that door to them, wow, they just think, yeah, this is something new. This is actually quite exciting. And this is something that my child, I can give my child this gift.
It's a new horizon. How do you fund?
It absolutely is.
How do you fund this? How have you funded the preschool and how will you fund the primary education?
Yeah. Well, we started off with 2 year seeding fund from Fáirste na Gaeilge. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to get off the ground at all. And then when that ran out, we did some self-funding, we raised some money, but we also got help from the Ireland Funds, from Community Foundation Ireland and from Community Foundation Northern Ireland. And we're hoping to be able to continue getting some funds from some of those organisations. But we've also, as I say, raised funds ourselves. And if anybody is interested in helping us, you know, please go in and donate. The actual school we're going to have to fund ourselves because we don't have enough children and we won't have enough children for a few years, But if we don't start this, we'll never have enough children, because you can't say to parents, well, you know, you want to bring your child along to this thing that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no parent's going to do that.
Based on your track record, they will come. Yeah, based on your track record, Linda, it's going to happen. Can I ask you, there's no funding, obviously, at the moment from Stormont or the executive, because it's not there. Is that correct?
No, there's nothing there. So we're very, very grateful to the Irish government for the Shared Island Fund, because again, without that, we would not be able to get this going. And when we have our own place and our own building, that will also create, you know, a great interest in parents.
Do you know what strikes me? This is peace and reconciliation in microcosm. Now, say that in Irish, Linda Irvine. I can't. I can't, and I'm a native Irish speaker. Anyway, Linda Irvine, Gramila Mahogat, and the very best of luck to Níoscail na Seolta. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Gur Mahogat, Gnana Waidich.